Good afternoon. The weak disturbance that brought a few showers to our area overnight, now moving off the eastern seaboard, we're left with mainly dry weather, but mostly cloudy skies. We'll have some bright spots and breaks of sunshine, and in some cases even a mix of sun and clouds through the afternoon, which will allow temperatures to reach into the upper 40s and lower 50s on average. Skies will remain mostly cloudy tonight as a front is draped across the region, but the clouds will keep temperatures on the milder side overnight with lows in the 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy skies tomorrow and remaining unseasonably mild as a southwest wind flow picks up and becomes gusty during the afternoon. That'll push temperatures into the middle and upper 50s. A frontal system over the Great Lakes will slide our way for the day on Friday. That'll keep skies cloudy with a few scattered showers around. Still, though, we'll be on the milder side of the front with high temperatures in the mid-50s. As we get into the weekend, we'll watch a deeper storm evolve out of the middle of the country and head through the Great Lakes. Out ahead of this system, even milder air will flow in for the day on Saturday with a few scattered showers. High temperatures will be near 60, and a steadier and perhaps heavier rain will fall late in the day and through the evening as a front approaches from the west. This front will pass by during the overnight hours on Saturday night, and sweeping changes will take place as the wind flips around to the northwest and temperatures start to drop. Rain showers that are left over from this system will change to snow showers by Sunday morning, and the winds will gust at times over 20 to even 30 miles per hour, keeping the temperatures much colder as highs on Sunday will remain in the middle and upper 30s. The chilly air will be in place into the early part of next week with a mix of sun and clouds mid-30s on Monday before we rebound back up to 40 with a few rain and snow showers on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a robust upper-level low and associated front tracking across the eastern Gulf of Mexico and Florida Peninsula will keep showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for portions of the southeast through today. Much of the state of Florida could see accumulations of around an inch of rain, and isolated higher amounts will be possible in some of the stronger storms. Meanwhile, a broad upper-level trough will be in place over the west, which will keep a cooler, more moist air mass over the region. While California dries out, widespread precipitation is still forecast from the Continental Divide eastward to the Great Lakes through the end of the week. The best chance for snowfall accumulations will be from the Wasatch eastward to the Central Rockies, where up to 12 to 18 inches are possible in the highest elevations. Amounts in the adjacent high plains are forecast to be in the range of about 4 to 8 inches. Winter storm watches are in effect from Wyoming to Wisconsin, winter weather advisories from portions of Utah and Idaho into Montana. And an intense windstorm is moving across the United Kingdom. Wind gusts of up to 75 miles per hour are possible in Scotland today and England tomorrow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 15 below zero at Estacourt Station, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny, upper 50s, Boston, increasing sunshine in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny, with highs in the mid-50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees, the average low, 19. The record high, 68, set in 1997, and the record low, 8 below zero, in 1963. Sunrise this morning, 6:42 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:36 p.m., 10 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower tonight in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower tonight and lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower 50s. mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny today with highs right around 50. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, becoming breezy, unseasonably mild, mid to upper 50s. Clouds and a few scattered showers Friday in the mid-50s. Cloudy, windy, mild, a few showers on Saturday afternoon near 60, then a steadier rain developing late in the day and at night. Sweeping changes Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds, increasing northwest wind, flurries, and snow showers in the 30s, and remaining in the 30s with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.